the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. How did last night go for you, Lundy? Yeah, the tequila was flowing for me on the bets that I posted on social media at Noisy Wavos, follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. It went 4-2. The other bets I didn't post did not cash, so it was kind of a wash of a night for me. But how does DeAndre Hopkins not crack 60 yards? That's wild. There's a lot of stuff.
I was surprised by that one, Brad. Overall, with my bets last night on the Thursday night game, I went 4-3. But Brad, gotta give it up to the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
So last night, if you were sort of paying attention to the college game, in addition to the great game between the Cards and the Seahawks, that game was 0-0 at halftime between Tulane and Tulsa. Okay. So I'm like, screw it. And so I took Tulsa, who was a -3.5, and then the over under had dropped all the way down to 24.5. And I thought, why not? I got nothing else to do, which was clearly the alcohol talking. Brad, that game went to overtime. Tulsa actually scored on a 37-yard Hail Mary at the gun to force overtime. And then they wind up with a 96-yard pick six to win it in double overtime. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So I might not have done all that great in the NFL on the Thursday night game, but that live betting that DraftKings Sportsbook had for me on the Tulane Tulsa game made up for all of it.
Well, that money in the bank feels awfully good. That's just a stunning, remarkable turn of events in that game. 0-0 to then turn into a shootout with a couple of miracle plays at the end to push, you know, whatever side of the action you were on. And look, it's Friday here on Fade the Noise, and we always do the college football alternate line teaser pleaser special. And you get a four-pack of picks. You get a boost if you meet the certain requirements at DraftKings Sportsbook on that odds boost. So here's what I'm going to fire off. Very little reasoning, if any, involved. I'm taking Indiana +26.5. Lundy against the Ohio State. Indiana, one of the Cinderella stories of this season. I think they just have too much potency on offense to lose this game by 27 or more. Give me Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers, one of the most prolific passing offenses in college football, on a pick 'em against Appalachian State at home. I'm taking the Northwestern Wildcats. Again, one of the unsung heroes so far this Big Ten season. Nobody expected them to be in the position they're at right now. Most of them picked them to be the doormat of the Big Ten West, but certainly not the case. I'm taking them +14 this weekend. And, of course, always got to work in an Illinois selection. +21 against Nebraska. Just keep it close. Do get our starting quarterback back.
You show your Big Ten love so much, my man.
I might be slightly biased. +389, but with the odds boost, it's at +486 right now on that four-leg parlay at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hopefully I'll cash it in. Don't let me down like Ball State did earlier this week in Maction. And look, if you want to get in on your own teaser pleaser there at DraftKings Sportsbook or any of the NFL action, do so now by downloading the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if you're a new user, you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting, just like Lundy did with Tulsa, to betting on your favorite players, which we're going to get to in a moment here with our player props for NFL Week 11. They do it all! So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off in the NFL. Kyler Murray, the Docks in the Desert, didn't really scurry his little legs last night. Didn't even hit 20 rush yards. I blame the dinged wing for that one up there in the Great Northwest. But let's talk about one of the most electric rushers at the quarterback position. Of course, that's Lamar Jackson. And the total here is 54.5. And I am over here, Lundy, at a -112 juice. The Baltimore Ravens, of course, this weekend taking on the Tennessee Titans, hosting them there in Maryland. And you look at Lamar Jackson. He's been over this number in four consecutive games, including in that deluge of a contest last Sunday night in Foxborough. Now, Tennessee, on the year, they've only given up 94 rushing yards to the quarterback position. Josh Allen only went for 18. Deshaun Watson for 26. But they are not the caliber of a runner that Lamar Jackson is. So I think he just barely creeps over this number. He's going to finish again in that 55 to 60 range for the fifth straight week. Fade or follow my over, Lamar Jackson, 54.5 rush yards.
I will be following this one with you, Brad, in part because I think this number's down low enough. I could have seen against a different team, perhaps they set this line a little higher, maybe up to 58, 59, but I think they're trying to give some credit to that Tennessee defense to try to control the quarterback. But I agree with you. I think it's 5 weeks in a row. I think Lamar finishes somewhere around 59 or 60 yards by the time it's all said and done. And hey, if he can do it in the middle of that monsoon last week, then I think he can do it at home this week. I'll agree with you. I will take the over.
Get some action on Jackson.
Number four.
All right, let's go to Philadelphia, and let's talk about Jalen Reagor. Of course, the Eagles this week flapping those wings all the way west to Cleveland, Ohio, to take on the Browns. Hopefully the weather will not be a detriment to all parties involved in this game. The forecast looks pretty rosy by comparison to what we've seen here a couple of times this season. And for all those reasons, I'm taking Jalen Reagor on the over 39.5 receiving yards. The former horny toad at TCU. He's going to be hopping all over the place in this game. It's just too low of a threshold against a Cleveland secondary. That's allowed the 12th most air yards, the 6th most fantasy points of the wide receiver position. Double figures. I believe it's 11 guys have gone over this total against the Browns this season. Reagor has played at least 83% of the team snaps in three consecutive games. He's got a 15.7 average depth of target. All the statistical evidence that you need for him to get to at least 40 yards. He is on the precipice of a breakout, and I think it could happen here in week 11. Fade or follow me over Reagor, 39.5 receiving yards with a -112 juice.
You got to break out the Yosemite Sam. Great horny toads. Yeah, I'm actually with you on this one with the over. I think he gets up into the 40s. I'm not sure that this is going to be the true, you know, breakout game where all of a sudden he's up around 75, 80. He's got a touchdown, that kind of thing. But I think we are starting to see the pattern. You talked about the snap count. I think they're working him into the offense as much as possible, and I think that some of that volume, those opportunities on the field, are going to turn into yards this week. So, yeah, I think he gets up over the 40 mark, and yes, I agree with you. Thankfully, it looks like they're finally going to play in some good weather in Cleveland, and that's going to play well for the Eagles with Wentz, Fulgham, and Reagor. I agree. Let's take the over.
Great horny toads!
Number three.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there now and sign up and use that promo code FTN when you do. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just over or under, more or less, on some of your favorite players. It's propage at its finest. It's not you against a bunch of DFS lineup accumulators. It's you against the house. And you can parlay them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit, the more you cash at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Nick Chubb, rub-a-dub-dub. Are you going to step into the Chubb Club this week? I am not. I am taking the under against the Philadelphia Eagles in that same game, different name. The line here at 73.5 rush yards is too hefty for me. Now, Chubb is the pack leader in the NFL in yards after contact per attempt with a 4.41 mark. It was a triumphant return to the lineup last week, despite him veering off in the last second for his second touchdown to kill the clock and crush fantasy owner hopes. But I don't see him getting over this threshold because Philadelphia has been unyielding in the trenches this season. They've given up just 3.36 yards per carry, 110.9 total yards per game, under 80 rush yards per game to the running back position. He's got to be splitting some of the action, of course, with Kareem Hunt. Daryl Henderson, way back in week two, is the only running back to hit the over on this proposed total, and everybody else well under. They haven't given up another 65-yard rusher this season. So are you with me on Chubb and the under 73.5 rush yards, amigo?
Ah, this is a tough one, man. I really think this line is set smart because I think he's going to be right about at this number. So I will follow just because I think of the Kareem Hunt factor is going to play into this and is going to take away some of the opportunity from him. As much as we talk about Philly's defense, when you see that RBBC going on in Cleveland, I think that's going to take away some of the volume. You bring those yards per carry down, as you talked about, that the Eagles are capable of doing. But I think this number is so close. I got a feeling, Brad, this is going to be one that we're sweating, but I'll follow you and take the under 73.5.
No sweat needed. We got this, hombre.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to that Titans and Ravens game, and let's focus on the other quarterback. We already discussed Lamar Jackson. What about Ryan Tannehill? We're not going to talk about rush yards. We're going to talk about passing yards. 214.5, and I'm on the under here at minus 112. You look at Tannehill, he has been under this number comfortably the last couple of games, 158 against Chicago, 147 against Indy. Only 48 total pass attempts in those two contests. I think it's going to be another conservative game script here for this Tennessee Titans offense, of course, overseen by one Arthur Smith. Heavy dose of Derrick Henry. Why? Because the Baltimore Ravens, you can't really pass on them, but he can run on them. The Ravens have given up 4.39 yards per carry the running back position this season. However, through the air, just a 6.4 YPA, 231.8 pass yards per game, only 1.2 passing touchdowns per game. Five gunslingers have gone under this proposed total. Make it six, because I don't think Tannehill gets to 215. So fade or follow that under Tannehill, 214.5 pass yards.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm following in part because right now the over-under in the game is 49.5 points, and I think they're going to tuck underneath that one, and I think it's actually going to be comfortable. And obviously, if you think that along with me, and I do think it's the under in the point total, then that means you've got to think that Tannehill's not going to do it. I actually think, Brad, he might not crack 200. This could be one of those like 192, 193-yard games through the air. I don't think that he gets up above 200. I think they continue to hand the ball to Derrick Henry. I think it's 100 yards plus for him, and that overall this winds up being kind of not too flashy of an offensive game, especially for the Titans, and that not only does he stay under the yards, but the total in the game stays under the 49.5.
Yeah, don't bank on Titanic numbers from Tannehill.
Number one.
Last and certainly not least, a name that I had no expectation ever to say here in the 2020 NFL season, but again, it's 2020, and that is the sudden sensation on South Beach, Savon Ahmed, the youngster out of the University of Washington. He's kind of like in a deja vu situation because he backed up Miles Gaskin at UW, and now he's doing the same thing in Miami, though right now he's stealing the show with Gaskin sidelined. Here is the number, 54.5 rush yards, the minus 112 juice against the Denver Broncos. Hells yes, he's got to hit the over on this one. Ahmed last week played on 84% of the team snaps, 21 rush attempts, 85 rushing yards, found the end zone as well, an impressive 2.78 yak per attempt, and you look at the Broncos, they have both hooves in the glue factory right now, particularly defending the run. In the last 5 weeks, 4.5 yards per carry allowed, 118 rush yards per game allowed as well. So you pull it all together. I don't care if Matt Breida is back in uniform. He's getting more of a change of pace guy. They're going to continue to hammer away and keep things balanced for Tua. And I think they're going to do it with the legs of Savon Ahmed. So fade or follow the 54.5 rush yards over on Ahmed.
Oh, I'm down with this one in part because I'm pretty sure that the entire Broncos defensive side of the ball is on the injured list. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries this year. Because of that, some of their guys that are normally there to be able to plug up the middle or to at least cause the problems for running backs just have not been playing. And so I think Denver is very susceptible to the run. I think they will do that. I think they'll try to make it a little easier on Tua for Miami to continue their winning ways. And if they do that, you hand the ball off. I don't think this 54.5 number is high enough. I think he is up into the 60s in this game, more than likely, because I think you can exploit that against Denver, even on the road at the Mile High City. So absolutely, I'm following on this one. 5 for 5 on a Friday.
Yeah, let's hopefully make some cash money here. Week 11 in the NFL, and maybe the teaser pleaser is going to hit. Don't let me down, Fighting Illini. They probably will. Or Coastal Carolina. But I do love the Chanticleers. That's pretty cool. It's a fighting
cock. It's just a fun mascot, man. I'm with you.
It is. Yeah. Big fan of that one. And their color scheme. They're just kind of a fun team in general. Anyway, that's a wrap as I ramble on here at the end of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.
Feed the Noise.